Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to, we have lots to talk about today, so let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We know we are unworthy, yet your patience with us abounds. You have blessed us beyond measure, and we thank you, Father. Forgive us, O God, for our sins, and help us to learn from our mistakes and to grow in you through all our experiences. Protect us, Abba Father, from the evil one. Oh, how he lurks and attempts to destroy all that is good. But we know in you we are victorious. Please place your hedge of protection around President Trump and surround him with godly men and women. May they bring to him wise counsel. And may he have your gift of discernment to sift through all that is before him. Bless my listeners, O God. Give them peace and help them, each one, to survive the chaos of this world. Bless my sponsors and my advertisers. May they prosper by way of CSE Talk Radio. And may they each bless one another. Here am I. Send me, O God. May I truly be your instrument. Give me wisdom and bless my work and my efforts. Grow CSE Talk Radio that we might glorify you for such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Recently, as you know, I took a trip to Wyoming, and my speech was liberty is always in the hands of the people. And now I have to add, first it must be in their hearts. Sometimes I wonder and I worry, just how much do Americans value freedom? We've been consumed by government policies and help programs, and I'm not sure that we even realize we're not free. The pandemic Pandora box has revealed to Americans just how far the elected officials will go to control you and have power over you. There are governors and mayors across this country issuing edicts and decrees as if they were kings, the nature of power mongers. But when I see the public accepting it all, that's when I worry. Omar took an oath to the Constitution of the United States, but she says she will fight to completely alter and transform this nation. That sounds a little bit like treason to me. We hear the Democrats and the rhinos screaming about our democracy, but what is their oath to? Here's their oath of office. I looked it up this morning. This is just for Congress. I don't know about your governors and your mayors, but I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. That's not what comes out of their mouths after they're elected, is it? They take that oath. It's just a formality. It means nothing. Apparently there is no sacred honor among the thieves of Congress or governors and mayors. Hypocrites, each and every one of them. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but is the want for freedom and liberty in our hearts? Do we have that beautiful spirit of independence flowing through our being? Today's guest is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. She possesses that spirit, and I know liberty is deeply embedded in her heart. We welcome Mindy. Mindy, how are you doing today?